all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A provocative new book called Intellectual Morons, How Smart People Fall for Stupid Ideas by Daniel J. Flynn ridicules the irrationality of many major so-called intellectuals. It is mainly left-wing intellectuals who are targets of author Flynn, but he could hardly have done otherwise in the face of the overwhelmingly liberal bias of most colleges and universities. Yet Mr. Flynn is equally critical of the atheist objectivist Ayn Rand. Flynn's thesis is not that left-wing ideologues are necessarily morons, but that their passionate ideology clouds their reason, even if they might be otherwise intelligent academics. Daniel Flynn describes the lunacy of these left-wingers, beginning with one of their heroes, the communist Herbert Marcuse. He preached the nonsense that freedom is totalitarianism, education is indoctrination, violence is nonviolence, and fiction is truth. Flynn does a good job of totally discrediting the famous homosexual Alfred Kinsey. We now know that his so-called scientific research was based on collecting data from serial child molesters, and his so-called statistics were riddled with errors that resulted in a completely erroneous picture of American sex life. The author of this new book, called Intellectual Morons, makes a devastating analysis of two icons of the environmental movement, Paul Ehrlich and Princeton University professor Peter Singer, who believes parents should be allowed to kill their children within 28 days of birth. Singer is an animal rights zealot who believes animals are entitled to more respect than babies. Intellectual Morons is a book that shows how truly fraudulent as well as wrong many liberals actually are. This is not a book written to persuade, but it surely does amuse, thanks to the sheer silliness of what many liberals say and write. Someone has to show outrage against the wrong-headed policies the liberals have inflicted on America.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartabite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I'd get about halfway there, and I had to go back because my legs were getting too sore already. Now I walk there, and I walk to the other end of the road, and I come back, and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window of pills here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just wake up. You just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cartabite.us for more information.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now the man who says, it is as bad as you think, and they are out to get you. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. In the state of Montana, the House has given final approval to the Montana Country of Origin Labeling Act. Now, this is cool. By cool, I mean this is country of origin labeling, okay? It will affect the meat trade there in Montana. It was House Bill 406, and it will require that meat sold in Montana be labeled as to its country of origin starting September 2006. Well, that's over a year from now, so they have time to get ready. But this is about the same bill, and I have not read it, but it's similar to what Congress passed here in Washington, or in Washington. It should be a federal law, and the meat packers don't want it. Of course they don't want it, because they can buy meat from other countries and mix it. When you go to most of the fast food joints around over the country, you have no idea where that meat came from or literally what it was. By what it was, if it says beef, it's probably beef. But, I mean, you don't know what kind of a beef beast it came off of. Now, I can see nothing wrong at all. In fact, I can see all kind of advantages to country of origin labeling. We had it in fish products now, except for canned. But in raw fish products, it's out there. You can look at a dead fish and you know where he came from. It'll be stamped right on the package. As far as your fruits and your vegetables are concerned, practically, and here again, the beef industry complains about, oh, it's going to cost millions and jillions and zillions of dollars to do this. And, hey, they put a stamp on every banana. You can't get a nanner that doesn't say Dole or whatever it is on it. You can't buy an orange. I say you can't buy. Probably out there somewhere you can. But most of the oranges, they say Sunkissed. They say whatever they are. So why can't we get the same thing on meat? I'll tell you why. Because the meat packers don't want it. It's as simple as that. But whether they like it or not, in Montana, it is going to be law. It passed the House, and apparently it had already passed the Senate, but 80-20 was the vote in the House, and the governor is going to sign it into law. It looks like he'd have to if it passed by that kind of a margin. Surely in Montana, that would override a governor's veto. Anyway, it will require that meat sold in Montana be labeled as to its country of origin. The bill will also allow Montana farmers and ranchers to label their products as made in Montana. Now, like I said, the packers hate this. I mean, this is going to put a crimp in their style if they have to... You know, you go in to buy ground meat and the package, it's going to have to be in a big box because that ground meat might contain beef from 20 different countries. And, you know, if it's going, they're going to have to put all that on there, yeah, it is going to take a little time and effort to do that. But I don't think most... I do think most Americans... Most consumers would rather know that their meat isn't coming from 20 different countries, all right? So the meat packers and other agribusinesses, and this includes, by the way, the American Farm Bureau Federation. The American Farm Bureau Federation, supposed to be made up of family farmers, says, no, we don't want country of origin labeling. I can't believe these people. Anyway... The meat packers, the other agribusinesses, have formed a new lobbying coalition to block the Department of Agriculture from requiring meat to be packaged with a country of origin label. Now, the thing is passed. It's law. They're supposed to do it. Yet, you know, as we've said time and time again, the government can be bought off. There's no doubt about it. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and they say, oh, Bush has no power. He doesn't, he can't get rid of those greeny weenies that are in the Forest Service. The heck he can't. He can stop a law from going into effect. Well, anyway, this meat, they call it the Meat Promotion Coalition. Now, you talk about a play on words. The Meat Promotion Coalition. They should say the Foreign Meat Promotion Coalition, because they don't want to tell everybody where their beef's coming from. They've now hired a lobbying firm that specializes in agricultural issues to make the case on Capitol Hill that country of origin labeling is too costly to implement. Too costly again. Well, it doesn't cost too much to put Dole on a banana. Yes, we ain't got no bananas. We ain't got no bananas today, okay? We got potatoes and patatas and tomatoes and tomatoes and kosher champagne. The kosher champagne is 2 cents plain, but yeah, we ain't got no bananas unless it's got a Dole sticker on it, all right? Anyhow, this lobbying firm says it's just too costly to put such a sticker on a package of meat. Cargill, Tyson Food, the National Cattlemen's Association? Yeah, NCBA. The National Pork Producers Association? Yeah. There's no hog farmers left. They're pork producers, and they all work for Cargill and Smithfield and Tyson, etc. Anyway, there's 9 members in this new coalition. The American Farm Bureau is one of them, and they support... They do not support mandatory country of origin labeling. So they have hired Lesher and Russell. I don't know old Lesher. I do know a guy named Russell. He's a nice guy, but I don't know one named Lesher. L-E-S-H-E-R. But they head up this lobbying group. And they're going to see to it that, by gosh, you as an American consumer don't know where your meat comes from. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, It's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we were discussing this cool situation, the country of origin labeling on meat. And as I said, we see it on practically every other food item you buy. Just in the last... And I don't know what day it took place, but just very recently, stores across the country were required to label their seafood products with information about the country it came from and whether it was wild caught or farm raised. They tell us that fishermen in Oregon are hopeful that the country of origin labeling, cool, laws will apply to fresh or frozen seafood, but not canned or processed products. It's going to encourage people to choose the wild local options. People would rather eat wild fish than they would fish that's raised in ponds. I guess if you eat wild fish, then you become wild people. It's kind of like Jeff and I eating our fighting chicken eggs. They help you. That's what they do. The fishing industry has been pushing for these labels for 20 years now. See, it's hard to get people in Congress to do anything if you're broke. Now, if you've got a lot of money, if you can go in there and you can hire a lobbyist, and if you can go in and you can make financial donations for the politicians' re-election campaigns, then you kind of get what you want. But if you go in there just a poor old farm boy or a poor old fisherman or a timber cutter and try to get something done, hey, you're out. Nature Conservancy and the Department of Agriculture and the Packers are all in cahoots. So anyhow, but now it took them 20 years, but they do now have cool laws for fresh or frozen seafood, not the canned stuff. So if you buy canned salmon, canned mackerel, those little sardines, you don't know where they came from. I use them to trap raccoons in the fall of the year and in the winter when they're destroying my cattle feeders feed. And the little raccoons, they go right in a trap if it's got a dead sardine in there, and not a one of them has ever asked to read the label on the can as to where that thing came from. So I don't think it's too important. But as far as the fresh and the frozen, yeah, we got to know that now. The fishing industry, I said, has been trying to get this pushed through Congress for two decades. 2 decades. That's 20 years, right? Fishing communities on the West Coast have built up a reputation for high-quality seafood for nearly 100 years. And in the last 20 years, farmed fish have come to take advantage of that product with an inferior product imported from other countries because consumers can't tell the difference and at the place of purchase. In other words, once that you're going down the aisle in the seafood department, you cannot look at a dead fish and tell if it was raised overseas in a pond or if it was caught out there in the ocean. Now, once you get him home, put him in the frying pan, yeah, there's a difference. Jeff's shaking his head. Jeff, you probably, you did a lot of cooking when you were in the Navy. Can you tell where the difference between farm-raised fish?
I can tell you this. The fresher, the better.
The fresher, the better.
Right out of the pond is the best.
That's right. And you know, this is Jeff's birthday. I'm going to let him go fishing this afternoon. We'll be right back. And by the way, the time's going to catch us.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Hi. At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
And we have returned. I started to mention I could see the clock was going to interfere. Not the clock, the computer. That thing just talks right over the top of you if you don't get out in time. But today is Jeff's birthday. We all wish Jeff a happy birthday. He has control of the little birthday song, and I don't have, so I can't play it in here. But anyway, he and Jack Benny are now legally, officially the same age. They're 39 years old. If you remember Jack Benny, they always said he was 39. And Jeff truly is 39 years old today. And
I don't look a day over 45.
Well, and you act a lot older than 39. But I don't know. You know, see, this is another thing. Well, let's not go into that because I want to talk about China. I don't know how old you live in China. Doesn't make any difference. There's probably several people over there in China that has a birthday today. And anyway, China, and going back to this cool thing where... You know, people want to know where their food originates. A lot of our food today is coming from China. I don't have the figures in here with me, but I served as the kind of a field representative for several years with the Missouri Apple Growers Association. And, you know, in the fall of the year when the crop is already harvested, the ones that are... you know, or hail beet or scarred or something, go into the apple juice business. Well, there's no place anymore for American apples in apple juice and applesauce and this sort of thing. They practically all that processed food comes now from other countries, and China is real big in apples. So anyway, but they have so many of the other types of food grown in China that now the Chinese government is saying, hey, you're going to have to go back to growing more grain because you don't have enough rice to feed the people. Well, here's what the Chinese farmers say. Look, we can grow fruit and vegetables because we have the labor. We can get this done. You go out and buy our grain. And, you know, we can get those farmers over there in America. They'll produce it for below cost of production because it doesn't make them any difference. The government will subsidize them a little bit and keep them in business another year or two. So we don't have any trouble. The government in China looks at that different. And I learned that back years ago when I was on several of these grain missions with the Feed Grains Council and the corn growers and different groups. We went to the Orient. We were in Russia and Taiwan, South Korea. Those countries remember World War II and remember that they about starved. And that's why they subsidize rice in those countries. Those little rice paddies, people grow them in their front yard. They might not be maybe a couple hundred feet. Oh, not a couple hundred, 100 feet square. There'll be a little paddy of rice right in their front yard. And then they can sell that to the government. Somehow they got, I say sell it to the government, I don't know what they do with it, but the government subsidizes them to grow that because they don't ever want Japan, and China's the same way. I've never been to China, though, but I know it is the same way. The government does not want them to be without food that's grown in their own country. Just exactly the opposite of our government. Our government says we don't need farmers. We don't want farmers. We got to get rid of farmers. And, you know, I've got the papers to prove that if you doubt it. Give me, I think we still have those CEDs, Committee for Economic Development books. And for $10, I can send you the 1950, I think it's a 1950 edition of that. They started it back just prior to World War II, and then they kind of let it go. But they had planned how they're going to get rid of American farmers. It's in this Committee on Economic Development book. They wanted rid of us. They've been working at it now for over 50 years, and they've just about accomplished the goal. And so our government does not want farmers. They don't want us on the land. I saw a thing just yesterday. In fact, I did an article for the Chronicle on it. A listener in Kansas sent me some information. They have a law in Kansas that you cannot have noxious weeds on your property. And there's 11 different kind of weeds they call noxious. And if they're on your, if they are seen on your property, now I don't know who's going to see them, but if they are seen on your property, you must get rid of the weeds. You have, I think it's 3 to 5 days, something like that, to destroy those weeds. And if you don't, then your officials are going to come in, destroy them for you, and send you the bill. And if you can't pay the bill, they're going to take a lien on your property. And you can also have court action over this. So just another way to get rid of farmers. They even go on so far as to tell you what kind of chemicals to use to get rid of these weeds. You can do it for $8.50 an acre. You say, well, that's not much. No, but if you have to do it every year or two. It's not a matter of doing it once and getting rid of them. It even tells you in the information that you're going to have to do this regularly. And I've sprayed enough brush and weeds. I know you don't kill them the first time around. Now, you used to. Back when we had good old 245T, and you could put a little diesel fuel in it. I mean, you could knock them flat, and you never saw them again. But anything that'll work, they take away from us. Again, our government does not want farmers on their land and going at us from every direction to get rid of us. Now, that's not the case in China, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-320-2613. That's 1-800-320-2613. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months, a $140 value. 1-800-320-2613. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/30/105. Call now.
Gold just hit a new 16-year high, and the dollar just hit a new 9-year low. Friends, let's do some simple math. Since 2001, gold is up 55%, was $280, now it's $435 an ounce. Just like Swiss America and I have been telling you for years, gold is still the buy of a generation. And Swiss America is the company I want you to call at 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN. Protect your assets from a falling dollar, which boils down to a rising cost of living and rising gold prices. Experts say gold could double. Do the math, please. I don't want to say I told you so again in the year 2005. So call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN, to get their free newsletter and the latest CD, which is a $25 value. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Friends, I want to tell you about Steelspan Buildings for hay or machinery storage, or if you're just needing a workshop, Steelspan Buildings will solve your storage needs. Spanning from 20 to 80 feet wide and up to any length desired, Steelspan Buildings is the largest manufacturer of Quonset-style structures in the world. Now, these buildings are designed to be built by yourself. They're easy to add on to, and because the arch has long been known for its unmatched strength, they're the strongest, most maintenance-free buildings in the industry. And most importantly, friends, these buildings are affordable. See side-by-side comparisons why Steelspan Buildings are clearly the better choice against standard truss-type buildings on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com, or call toll-free 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says a babysitter is a teenager acting like an adult while the adults are out acting like teenagers. Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. We have some callers. Before I go to the callers, I want to go ahead and finish my story about China and the Chinese government there. Even though they want to see these people, the farmers in China, make more money because this helps the total economy. In other words, they want to see them grow vegetables and fruit and vegetables and things that they can ship to the United States. They say if the priority is improving rural welfare, there is no more effective policy than allowing farmers to export to rich Western markets. That's us. But the concern is that China will become will need outside sources for its staple food. And this may delay any policy change. In other words, they do not want China to rely upon American rice, American wheat, whatever. They don't want to do that, given national security concerns. We do not believe the argument will be settled completely in favor of China's competitive advantage for some time to come. They're going to keep making them grow their own rice, their own grains over there, because they do not want to see foreigners them dependent upon foreign markets, just like our country does not want to see our consumers dependent upon local markets. Let's go to Dennis in New Mexico. Hi, Dennis, you're on the air.
Hey, Derry. Jeff sounds a lot older than he is, I guess.
That's right, right. But he has young ideas.
Okay, anyway, I wanted to point out the fact, you know, the purple thistle that grows in Kansas like crazy, I think they call it Russian thistle, is a noxious weed.
Right.
Well, in New Mexico and in the high country up around in the mountains, they're trying to save it.
Trying to save it? If we can send them some seed.
Well, I brought some back. I said, now, that's the same stuff, you know. And last time I went up there last summer, I brought some back, and I said, that's the same stuff.
It is. You know.
But they're actually trying to save it in the high country here.
You know, I know why they're trying to save it, because the little, what are those little birdies, the little, you put up a thistle feeder, and you feed...
The finches.
The finches. The yep. Finches live on that. So...
Okay, bye.
You don't rush off, but we got to keep those finches happy.
You betcha.
The same finches can come here. We have those same thistles all over our pastures, and they're noxious weeds. You're supposed to get rid of them. We still don't have a law in Missouri, I don't think. If we have, I'm not familiar with it. I hate to give anybody an idea. They'll try to push one through our legislature where they can come and take your farm if you don't get rid of the thistles. But you buy thistle seed, boy, it's high-priced stuff.
You bet it is.
When you put it in those finch feeders, but it won't germinate. I don't know whether they bake it or cook it or what they do to it, but finch feeding thistle seed won't germinate, because I tried to plant some once and it didn't come up. Hey, Dennis, thanks for the call.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's go to Bruce in Illinois. Hi, Bruce. You're up next.
Yeah, Derry, thanks for taking my call. Hey, what I'm calling about, in the state of Illinois, there are some gun control bills that have made it out of committee. And in the House, in the Illinois House, there's an HB 2414. It's actually a semi-automatic ban and a 50 caliber ban. And if this thing is passed, it's expected to literally make criminals out of 750,000 Illinois gun owners, half of all gun owners in the state. Because the bill calls for not only the ban of the firearms, but the outright confiscation of those firearms within 90 days of the passage. And we're looking at over 1 million firearms that may be affected. And
get most of your deer hunters, wouldn't it?
Well, the way that the legislation is passed, it's basically semi-auto rifles. But they also are including a 50 caliber ban. But the way that they've got the language of the bill... It also bans 50 caliber ammunition or larger, but it doesn't actually define it, and it may actually ban 12-gauge shotgun slugs.
Really?
Yeah. And in the Illinois Senate, they've also passed some bills out of committee, and one of those bills, which is an SB 219, if you don't report the theft of a gun within 72 hours, you, the victim of the theft, becomes liable for the firearm. And they're also even passed another bill out of committee that is a precursor to ending private gun sales in the state of Illinois. Last year, no bills came out of committee. And I don't know, you know, Derry, you always talk about how Illinois is crazy and different. Any kind of bill can make it onto the floor, which these bills have in the state of Illinois, anything can happen. So we literally can be looking at a total gun ban confiscation of many, many of our semi-automatic rifles if these bills go ahead and get passed into law.
You know, back to Illinois, and you're not the Lone Ranger out there. There are other states. But, I mean, really, Oregon is the one that's passed all these goofy things about you can't put up a rain barrel and all this without a permit. But Illinois has the most draconian gun laws that I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and you know, we're working to catch up with the nuts and the rest of the places. I mean, the arrogance of these people, Derry, this HB 2414 now has 13 total sponsors in the Illinois House, which is a lot. And you have Mayor Daley and Governor Blagojevich and 13 members of the Illinois House are so arrogant that they think that we're going to turn over $1 billion-plus worth of firearms, ammunition, because the ban also includes parts. So they think we're just going to turn over. To me, what we need to do is put Mayor Daley and Governor Blagojevich and these 13 lunatics in a straitjacket and throw them in the loony bin, because, you know, they think we're just going to give them $1 billion worth of guns and parts and ammo.
Now, let me go back to when we talk about semi-automatic. You see, that scares people. Oh, that's an automatic. No, it's not. An automatic, you pull the trigger one time, you hold the trigger down, and it goes brrrr. A semi-automatic is what deer hunters or anybody that hunts uses. You have to pull the trigger every time. You just don't have to reload it every time.
Yeah, well, yeah, each time you pull the trigger, it just it reloads itself,
right,
but it doesn't fire.
But it's not a machine gun, not
no,
at all.
No, absolutely not. And see, basically, if you got an M1 carbine, an AR-15, any of these type of firearms that take a clip, then these are considered the semi-automatic guns that they want to ban. But, well, you know yourself, Derry. I mean, I farm here in Illinois, too, or at least try to do. And, you know, you get coyotes coming into your livestock. You know, an old semi-automatic rifle is the best coyote gun you can have, because sometimes you got to pop them twice. And a 22 long rifle doesn't do the job. You got to have something with a 30 caliber or better.
You know, I'm going back to that, what you said about theft. If you have a gun stolen, don't turn it in within 24 hours. Now, look at the people that take trips, they're on vacation. You're afraid to carry a gun in Illinois, so you have to leave it at home. If someone breaks into your house and you're gone for a few days, you're out of luck, right?
Yes, well, that's true. It's not 24 hours, it's 72 hours.
72 hours.
Yeah, but if you...
Either way, though, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's so stupid, Derry, because I'm going to be honest with you. When this bill first come up, I actually have a couple old guns I had to go look and find. I couldn't remember where I had them. You know, they're guns that I've owned for, oh, God, forever, and I had to think of where I had them, and I found them in a closet. Now, I mean, how many people have guns in old sheds and stuff? I mean, I live in Illinois here, Derry, southern Illinois, and I raised hogs for 28 years. So I had a 22 rifle out in a shed. You know, so you can all, because you always got a hog or something you got to put down. So I had to actually go look and find that old gun. And there's guns like that in sheds all over Illinois from people that used to raise livestock, and some of them people ain't seen them for years.
Right, and you know the people, like I said, that work in air-conditioned offices and live in high-rise apartments have no idea why people out in the country carry a gun. I mean, like, I carry a pair of fencing pliers. I carry a chainsaw. What all do we carry in our vehicles?
Well, yeah. I mean, my wife gets mad at me because I have pliers and the crescent wrench in my pocket all the time, and when I walk, I clink.
Yeah, but when you sit down on that high-priced divan, you poke a hole in it, and that's what she's mad about.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's just life, Derry.
Hey, but I'm going back to that 72-hour thing again. See, that's going to make people put their guns in and lock them up where they themselves can't get to them.
Yeah, and see, that's really dangerous because, you know, I've told people because, like, we're in southern Illinois, and southern Illinois is completely different than Chicago. And I've called and talked to Chicago legislators, and I said, you know, we don't have crime down here. I said, who's going to break into my house if I'm standing behind the door with a 12-gauge shotgun?
And got two or three barking dogs out in the front yard.
Yeah, that's what I mean, and they just literally don't understand that.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey,
I'm going to have to take a break.
I appreciate you taking my call.
You bet. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Back to the telephones. Kenny in Iowa. Hi, Kenny, you're on the air.
Good morning. I've been quite interested in some of your comments, especially the one here a few weeks or a few days ago about daylight savings time.
Oh.
I would really like to see that thing dispensed with. There is a website, standardtime.com, which has some other solutions besides what we're doing. I just happened to tune in today about the cool. And you mentioned how the lobbyists are taking over. My question is, we talk about all these things, Derry, but how can we get rid of these lobbyists? How can we get the representatives to represent the people instead of having the lobbyists tell them who to represent and who to vote for? What do we do about this?
You know, I don't know. In Missouri, they can actually, the lobbyists can call a senator right off of the floor. Of course, the lobbyists can't go down on the floor, but they can send a runner down there with a little note, say, hey, I've got to talk to you before this vote. I don't know whether they proposition them or whether they threaten them or what they do. But, you know, they've got these people under control, and
I
can't believe it.
This has been my concern, too, that the representatives seem like they're bought out by the lobbyists. We know all this, but how in the world do we get this stopped? I mean, what can we do about this rather than just talk about how can we do something concrete to get the representative to represent the people as they're sent to do? And I guess this has been my big concern, but I really appreciate the various things you've been bringing up. I thought about these several times, but it seems like we're always stuck the same way as daylight savings time. It isn't the people that they're representing. They're representing specialized interests, you see, which you know. And I just wonder, what can we do to work on this end of it? I'll get off the phone and let somebody else.
Well, I don't know either, but they keep telling us, you know, what we need to do. We'll tell them at the ballot box.
Yeah.
Well, they don't. They had, just like at the last election.
Right.
They said, well, we didn't have a choice, just the lesser of the evils. No, you're still voting for evil, and there was three or four different people on that ballot you could have voted for.
Yeah.
But no, they got to say, well, you know, you're for the third party. That other one, that's just going to put Kerry in the White House. Well, if everybody felt that way, yeah, it would. But everybody doesn't have to feel that way. I don't know what to... People in America go around with their head in the sand, as far as I'm concerned. I can think of other places that I could describe it better where they have it, but we'll use the sand since we are on the air and this is a family show. Let's take... No, I've got another minute, don't I? See there? Okay, hang on. Hey, thanks for the call.
You bet. Thank you for taking it.
You bet. Let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Hi, Roger. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Derry. And it doesn't just apply to the guns thing, but we combine, as we've heard, that when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there is liberty. They combine that with what Thomas Jefferson said, and mindful of the fact that he didn't warm up to the idea of being a politician himself, but he did, after all, say that it is, as a practical matter, I take it, that it is necessary to sprinkle the tree of liberty with the blood of tyrants from time to time. So isn't it obvious that we have a severe fear deficit among our political elites at the present time?
Oh, they have the entire public intimidated to where you're afraid to do anything. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Regina in Pennsylvania. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Derry. Happy spring.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we're having a very nice spring here in Missouri this year, although they said it was going to frost last night. I didn't see the frost. Maybe it did, but it I don't think it did. And we live in kind of a frost-prone area, so I don't know. But we have had an early spring, very nice spring.
Well, we don't want it to frost when the blossoms get on, so get it out of the system, right? I wanted to mention the man that called earlier and said about the thistle in, I think it was New Mexico.
New Mexico, yeah, right. Up in Mahi country.
I just want to maybe encourage him that he might want to go find out himself why these people are concerned about getting rid of the thistle. You know, part of the invasive species program, and noxious weed seems to be on that same regiment line as far as possibly turning into an invasive species. And what I'm concerned about here is that, you know, there could be some natural health kind of qualities from these thistles. It might not just be birds, even though, you know, some people really like birds. So let that person that wants that on their fields leave it on their fields. And when Derry Brownfield and the farmers don't want it, don't let the government come in and start pushing. Do you see what I'm saying here, Gary?
Right. He was saying, though, that it is a noxious weed in most Midwestern states, I know for sure. Well, and then out in New Mexico, it's an endangered species.
Well, that's another program that was put in by somebody that obviously is, you know, it's wrong. And I guess what I'm saying here is we got to watch that we don't somehow overstep each other's toes, because, you know, it should be our own property what we want to grow on it. And basically, trying to fight this invasive species, at least what I can see, is these tax-exempt areas, and even, you know, some of the landowners are happy to have us use our tax dollars, while our debt limit was raised to, what, not $800 billion last November, to take this off their property. And all I'm saying is he may find that there's something about that thistle that may be of some benefit, you know, and I just think we have to start, like, moving with some of these people. They might not realize the big picture of the whole thing. Do you know what I'm saying, Derry? I don't know if I'm being clear.
You're clear enough. I tell you what, though. It all has to do with people control.
Right. I understand
and
that.
And they don't care whether you've got thistles or not. That doesn't make the people that are in power any difference at all. They don't care about whether a little birdie has a place to make a nest or get a thistle seed. That doesn't bother them. It is people control. They want control, and they're getting it.
Right, and the property control, too, because they can control it, you know, by
keeping the way they control the people through the property.
Right, and I want to mention to that other man that called, let's keep in mind that also he mentioned, how do we stop these lobbyists? Well, you know what? I kind of we're thankful a lot of times when Gun Owners of America, I don't always agree with them, are there in my behalf. But, you know, hey, you watch who you give your money to. I mean, the Farm Bureau, obviously, you said across the nation is selling us out. Well, how many people give their money to the Farm Bureau and think they're being taken care of? You know, individual organizations, hey, they won't have any money. They can't go there, right?
See, this thing could be dried up overnight if we didn't have Congress backing it all. Because all Congress has to do is just cut the funding on a lot of these programs, and there would be no programs, and there would be no problems. Now, granted, there are a lot of nice, good-thinking people think they're doing something great when they give money to the Sierra Club and when they give money to Nature Conservancy, but most of those organizations still couldn't exist if they didn't have some way to tap into some sort of federal funds or some of these grant givers. You know, I'm talking about the Pews and those organizations that have a lot of money to give away.
Remember when Bush, under the faith base, put 10% to go for the environmental groups, and I never heard that ever got removed, and it was acceptable it never got removed, so we are living with the consequences. They have a higher end, you know, than us on this, but, you know, he gave it to them, and he's supposedly supposed to be the Republican friend. You figure that one out, Derry.
Okay, and I figured out one thing. I know what time it is. So it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you, while the near or far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN.